Tech companies say too few school kids pick up the basics of computer science, and coding classes appear especially rare in Kansas. But would more computer classes elbow out other important subjects? Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports on the latest debate about what we want schools to teach our kids.
Rowan Hedges has to format a bunch of sentences that her teacher gave her, from plain old English into HTML, and she's using Java to do it.
I'm testing it incrementally.
Java, HTML, these languages build software and web pages. Olathe Northwest High School offers several classes for students eyeing coding careers. Hedges has studied a few languages so far. There are a lot more. But after her studies here, that doesn't intimidate her.
I've learned a lot of building blocks for just learning a new language because there's a lot of commonalities between each. I've learned how to problem solve, and that's universal.
Demystifying computer programming, learning that it's really just breaking problems into very specific steps. Those are advantages that Hedges' teacher, Lisa Whalen, sees when students try their hand at it in high school instead of waiting till college or later. In fact,
I actually think that they should have started sooner.
Whalen is a computer programmer turned educator.
These kids, when they came here, it was totally new to them. Oh, wait a second, this is like nothing I've ever done or seen before.
Tech companies harbor the same worries. They've been lobbying states for more computer science education.
House Bill 2183 pertains to offering computer science courses in the state of Kansas.
Kansas City tech firm Cerner makes software for medical records, and it's massive in that field. Employs coders by the thousands.
We have a pretty significant footprint here in the state and a significant talent need. Our talent market is scarce.
Cerner folks lobbied Kansas lawmakers this year to let computer science count as a math or science credit in high school.
To elevate computer science to the same area that we see chemistry and biology, because we think that that is where the future is going.
In most states, students who take computer science can use it to fill core graduation requirements. Often, it counts as a math or science credit. But lots of teachers worry students already don't get enough of those subjects as it is, and that this hurts the nation's supply of scientists and the public's understanding of science concepts. Paul Adams is the Dean of Education at Fort Hays State University and a physics professor. He wonders what we'd let students skip. Some biology? Maybe earth science?
In our state, I don't think that's a wise choice. It's not a sacrifice I think is worth doing because we are facing some challenges, and I would like people to have a base level of understanding.
For example, a Yale survey found just half of Kansans think humans are changing the Earth's climate, and most don't know there's a scientific consensus about it. Adams suggests teaching computer coding concepts as a tool within math or science. Scientists use lots of coding to crunch their data and share their work, but integrating real coding would require training a lot of teachers, and it could make it hard to teach coding in much depth. There's only so many hours in the day, just like there's only so many classes you can fit into 4 years of high school.
The big question then is, so what gives? Nobody is going to, say, oh, yeah, well, my subject is not as important.
Professor Perla Weaver heads the computer science department at Johnson County Community College. She's taught high school, too.
Computer science might actually have more impact in a student's life, 5-10 years from now, than an understanding of DNA. Boy, don't say that in front of science teachers.
So she doesn't see any easy answers, but she gets the frustration of tech companies.
Because we wait until college to try to teach something that is essentially purely abstract and requires way more, time and effort.
Cerner's bill to start more of that work before college stalled this year, but not the idea. Lawmakers are interested and nudging education officials to find a way to make it happen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state.